We are a community group, and we started not even a year ago here in Tampa. It's a group that's made up mostly of workers in the city of Tampa. It was four of us. We were just friends, and we decided that because our background wasn't doing activism, we wanted to start up a group that was actually doing immigration, since we didn't see that anything was happening in Tampa.
Why is the protection of refugee children such an important issue?
It's so important because it seems to be on people's minds right now. This isn't anything new, however. The immigration of children has been something that's happened for a very long time. It's extremely important because it reflects the policies that the U.S. has unfortunately passed and imposed on different countries, particularly those in Central America, like Honduras, Guatemala, El Salvador. And, you know, us seeing these huge waves of children is because, you know, the future of these countries is in such huge turmoil, and they're sending their children to a better future, even though they know that, you know, things can be pretty bad in the U.S., as we're seeing with them being in detention centers.
What are you hoping will be accomplished from the rally that RISIS in Tampa is holding next week?
Well, we're urging President Obama and Congress, and even any local politicians in the state of Florida, to actually issue support for the refugee children and for them to not be building detention centers to further hold them. We want them to actually protect these refugee children and not to deport them. We're urging President Obama, who unfortunately asked for $3.7 billion recently to build new detention centers, and we don't agree with that at all. Instead of trying to further hold them in detention, he should be trying to solve the problem and actually protect these children.
Besides attending this rally next week, what else can be done to get involved with the refugee children?
Well, we are hoping that people kind of take this up in the state of Florida, because in Florida, a lot of the Central American immigrants, they actually do come to Florida. It's one of the highest percentages of immigrants from Central America, other than like places like California. So we hope that the state of Florida can respond adequately. We just heard that in Pasco County, they're actually going to start housing a lot of these refugee children, and people are taking up action to send over donations to the Pasco County where they'll be held. And, you know, that's a very positive thing. I think instead of deporting these children back to a country that is their country, but they could potentially be murdered or initiated into very violent gangs, we should do everything that we can to protect them and to make it welcoming for them. We're hoping that people all over the state take this up, and that we see local politicians, Congress, and even President Obama protecting these children.
Where can we go to find out more information about the Refugee Children Action?
Well, we have a Facebook group. It's called Raices in Tampa. It's a hard word, but it's spelled R-A-I-C-E-S-E-N-N, Tampa. And you can just look us up. You can even just type in your Facebook search, Refugee Children Tampa, and the group will come up and the particular event.
Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Well, this isn't the only type of action that Raices in Tampa does. We've actually been campaigning for driver's licenses for the undocumented. But because, you know, this action was very pressing and we want Obama to act, we decided to take this up. There's another action that's happening as well. This Tuesday, we're having a call-in day for over 146 workers in Naples, Florida, which is way down south in Collier County. They were raided at their workplace, and all of it was on an excuse of identity fraud. But, you know, again, undocumented immigrants can't get any kind of Medicaid or health insurance. So, you know, they're just being detained and they're potentially going to be deported. And we want to tell Collier County to not do that. You know, you can find out more information on our page.